In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
A fellow named Mark Peterson was hiking about the turn of the century, before everybody had cell phones. And he was going along and got lost in one of our national parks, set his backpack down, had his compass and his flashlight, and was turning around trying to get his bearings, and fell down a steep embankment. Lost his flashlight, lost his compass, injured his leg severely, and was laying there in a heap at the bottom of this steep embankment, and couldn't move as darkness was settling upon him. And he had to stay there overnight. He says it was the darkest night of his life, away from all city lights, no moon out, eaten by bugs, afraid of animals, that kind of thing. And then in the morning, when that first light of dawn came, Mark Peterson said, never has he been happier, more delighted, more excited to see light than that morning. Shortly thereafter, he heard baying dogs, and within the hour was found and rescued. Today in the church, we celebrate our Lord's Transfiguration. It is, at its core, a celebration of light, the celebration of the light of God, a celebration of divine light. Jesus takes his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, up a high mountain, apart from the others, apart from the world, and he shows them who he really is at his core. He shows them his divine energy from his divine nature. His face shines like the sun. His clothes become as white as light. And then Moses and Elijah appear to him. They speak of his coming cross. God the Father proclaims him to be his beloved Son. The Holy Spirit is there in that bright cloud. And this revelation of Christ's light is a revelation of who he is at his core. He is the light of the world. In fact, in John's Gospel, Jesus declares himself to be the light of the world, and this moment of transfiguration is one of the clearest ways he shows it. Jesus is light. He is light for those in darkness. He is light for those who feel unloved. He is light for those trapped in the sin of the world. He is light for those who need hope. He is light for the marginalized in every society, in every generation. Now Peter, he offers to build shelters for them all. He wants to stay in that glory forever. And really, do you blame him? People want light. People want warmth. People want joy and hope and love. We are created to experience these things. And when we don't experience them, our lives are off kilter. And we seek them in any way possible, often in self-destructive ways. But today, Jesus shows us that he is the perfect light. And we don't need to seek any further than him, because he is the source of hope and joy and love and light. And anything else is going to fall short. Well, unless there is one other way for divine light to shine. We remember, of course, Jesus tells us that he is the light of the world, and he shows it. But do we also remember that he tells you that you are the light of the world? In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says to the crowds on the mountain, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your goodness and glorify your Father in heaven. You are the light of the world. How is that possible? Well, it's possible because all who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, which means that if Christ is light, you too can be light for others to the extent that you are in Christ. Did any of you see the moon last night? It was gorgeous. It was stunning. If you didn't, maybe you'll get another chance tonight. We're nearly full. I think we are full. Do you remember, of course, from your basic astronomy that the moon is actually just sunlight? The moon doesn't generate its own light, it simply reflects sunlight. We are the light of the world because Christ says so, but like the moon, we are not generating our own light, but rather we are reflecting the light of the Son of God. But in doing so, we too can be spiritually beautiful. Yes, by comparison to Christ, we are imperfect and incomplete. But nonetheless, we have grace and ability to bring light and hope and joy and love to a world in desperate need of all that. You know, our society is so divided, not just politically, but spiritually and socially. Everyone argues with each other, and everyone seems to love to argue with each other. And I think the faceless nature of social media allows us to argue with a certain level of cruelty. You can't share light and hope and love and joy of Christ by trying to prove how wrong other people are. You share light and hope and joy and love by finding and revealing what is good in them. You know, when Mark Peterson was discovered by the park rangers after he had spent the night injured at the bottom of a ravine, they didn't argue with him about all the things he had done wrong in planning his hiking trip. They gave him a blanket, they got him medical care, they gave him food and water and hugs and smiles and called his family, and everybody, both the finders and the findee, were thrilled that he was okay. You know, Jesus knows we're sinners, but he doesn't dwell on it. He doesn't tell us you are wretched, depraved slime. He tells us you are the light of the world. He finds the good in us and baptizes that. He leads us to excellence with grace upon grace. And if we are the light of the world, then we are sharers of hope and love and joy. You know, when Jesus showed his divine light, Peter wanted to build some shelters and stay there forever. His light was so appealing. Imagine in a world where we as the church share such a warm light, people want to stay with us. Imagine a world where when they see us, they feel warmth. When they see us, they feel light. When they see us, they feel hope and acceptance. When they see us, they feel forgiven, and they know they're accepted, and they know they're valued. Imagine a world where we are a bunch of moons shining with the light of the sun and giving people that hope that comes from Jesus. Today, the celebration of our Lord's Transfiguration is a celebration of light. Celebration of the love, the joy, and the hope that Christ brings into the world. But it's also a celebration of you and me, who in his grace are also the light of the world. A celebration that the light and love and joy and hope you can share as well. Amen.